code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I am Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on August the 21st, 2009. Now, newcomers should look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com website and scroll down on that front page and you'll see all the other sites I have up there. Bookmark them for future use in case any of the main sites go down again, and hopefully that way you'll be able to pick up one of these sites and get audios if that happens in the near future or whenever. It happens once in a while. And remember, two is a whole bunch to choose from. It's also a good idea if you notice any kind of sticking when you're downloading on the com site. It's because too many people are going into the one site at the same time. And if you try from one of the other sites, it's often faster. The last site I have there, you'll see, is alanwattsentinel.eu. That's the European site. And on that site, you'll find the same audios, but you'll also find transcripts for download off these talks for print up. And they're written in the various languages of Europe. It's very handy to have. And there's more translators coming in all the time. If you want to try your hand at it, get in touch with me, alanwattcuttingthrough@yahoo.com, and we'll see what we can do. And remember, this is the only show out there where the listeners bring this program to you. And so I don't get paid by the advertisers or anyone else. I don't front for any NGO or corporation or any political faction whatsoever. The ads on the show are paid straight to RBN, the station, for their time, for their equipment, their technicians, and so on. So it's up to you to keep me going. And I depend on you buying the books and so on that I have for sale at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. And you can also donate, and there's PayPal buttons there on the sites for donations. Or within the Americas, personal check is fine. And then within Canada, same thing. So PayPal, personal check. Outside the Americas, you can use Western Union or MoneyGram even. And some people will use cash. Amazing, eh? Think of posting cash and they cut out the banker. Amazing, amazing. That not more people do it. And from within the U.S., some people prefer to send international postal money orders. And when you must make sure it's international. That's the sort of orangey, pinkish one that they have. The green one is for internal U.S. only. It cannot be cashed in Canada. For those who get the discs burned and pass them to play in their CD players, who stay away from computers because they're wise, you can always get in touch with me at Alan Watt, Site 41, Box 4, Estaire, Estaire, Ontario, Canada. The postal code is P as in Peter, 3, E as in Elizabeth, 4, N as in Nora, 1, P3E4N1. And I think everyone out there in the audience is pretty wisened up to the goings-on of governments and agendas and global agendas by now. And they're wisened up too. A lot of them have gone through the death and rebirth phases you get when you realize that you've been living a lie, when you realize there's no such thing as democracy, and you have that sort of death with all of its appropriate actions, anger, depression, and so on, until you come out of it with resolve. Same thing happens when you realize that everything you've been brainwashed with is a lie. And that's what we talk about on this show, the real world, how it really is outside conditioned responses that we all have. Back with more after this break.
Mm-hmm. The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try saw palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, Zero Debt in 90 Days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt-free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you're facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 debt relief secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
This is Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix. You know, people really underestimate the power of the foundations that started up an awful long time ago across the Western world, and especially the giants in America. It's no coincidence that the giants were started off by bankers, big bankers and international corporation. At least the owners of the big corporations, like the Rockefellers, the Carnegies, the Morgans, the Fords, and so on, because they had no intention of allowing a form of democracy to not only exist, but even continue that which they already have in this form of a republic that they had in the United States. Same in Britain, because they were allied to the Anglo-American establishment. They were part of it. Just the same as the groups in London, England, the Milner Group, the Cecil Rhodes Foundation, that became the Royal Institute for International Affairs with the Round Table Society, Incorporated, had no intention of allowing democracy to rerun the rest of the world or history from then on for Britain. So their plan was, of course, to make these big foundations circumvent democracy by creating political groups, action groups, funding them. Under the guise of non-governmental organizations. These non-governmental organizations would have all the financial power they need and contacts given to them for lobbying direct to the governments. And that was called the parallel government technique, parallel government. This is what Professor Carl Quigley talked about in his book, Tragedy and Hope, and he goes into it in more detail in his other book, The Anglo-American Establishment. If you have to get a couple of books, get those two, because there's so much data in it. It fills the blanks in history. It fills in all the blanks. So just dates and times and battles, but it tells you who finances them, why they finance them, why they caused these wars, and what they hoped to gain from wars. And what they were hoped to gain was literally a world empire, just taking down country after country at a time, the standardization of the world by any and all means possible, including using communism or Sovietism to standardize a big chunk of Europe and into the Russian bloc. That was all done successfully by these groups and bankers. And all of the top bankers, too, were involved far more openly than they are today, although they're still out there. Rockefeller's up on YouTube, still prancing around the world, saying there's too many people and they've got to find ways to sterilize them, etc., etc. So each foundation has its main topics that they have to keep bringing up into the public arena. They call it advocated through advocation groups, etc. Raising public awareness is what they term it. It means they want to brainwash you along a certain way of thinking. Whenever you hear that term, you know you're going to get brainwashed. They're into eugenics big time, and they need to sterilize populations. Remember the Rockefeller's families, too. They also ran the American Eugenics Society. They funded it from the beginning, and they even put a magazine out with the best family types, you know, the proper family types that should be allowed to breed, as opposed to the bad types that should not be allowed to breed. And they got policies put through in the United States long before Hitler, and so they were already sterilizing different kinds of people within the U.S. itself. Went on right up into the 1970s, by the way. Now they don't do that. They simply tell you that your child in the womb might have a problem. It's best to have it aborted. That's how they do it today. And you have to look into the people that these people who are in politics, just like their cousins in the Royal Institute for International Affairs, are often in politics, and or they've been in politics, and then they're in back in the tops of the CEOs, etc., and guiding their foundations and all the NGOs. Well, Rockefeller here, as I say, is a big, such an incredible player. When you see all the information that's been put out by the Rockefeller family on their agenda, you could spend the rest of your life just following it. Astonishing. The power. See, money is power. And that's the sad thing about money. Whoever's got the most has got the power. Simple as that. Simple. They buy off everybody. Buy off everybody. And here's an article that will tie in with the next article about Rockefeller. But this article is from March the 3rd, 2009, from CQ Politics. So it signs nominees blocked by multiple holds in the U.S. by Adrian Crouch, CQ staff. It says multiple senators anonymously blocked the nominations of two top science advisors intended to play a major role in Obama's administration's climate change policy, delaying their confirmation. John P. Holdren, nominated to lead the White House Office of Science and Technology Policy, and Jane Lubchenco, picked for Undersecretary of Commerce for Oceans and Atmosphere, had been expected to receive a quick floor vote. They received an amicable confirmation hearing February the 12th and plaudits from the science community otherwise, but Holdren, a Harvard University physicist, and Lubchenco, an Oregon State University marine biologist, may have to undergo an extra round of review, Senate style. Multiple senators have placed anonymous holds on the science advisors' nominations, according to John D. Rockefeller IV. He's a Democrat from West Virginia. He's also chairman of the Senate Commerce, Science, and Transportation Committee, which has jurisdiction over the nominations. You see how they're all placed where they want to be? You see? So here's the rest of them voting it down here, because they know about what these characters, Holdrenix and Lubchenco, are all about. They're messiahs, really. The messiahs to hype up the global warming thing. It's just a front for the eugenics policy that's Mr. Rockefeller's favorite, his whole family's favorite topic, you see. So So here's John D. Rockefeller, who's chairman in the Senate Commerce, Science and Transportation Committee, which has jurisdiction over the nominations. Here's what Rockefeller says. "It's infuriating," said Rockefeller, who backs Holdren and Lubchenco's hiring. "They're brilliant scientists." Well, he should know, because he's backed them for about 30, 40 years. He's backed these characters and probably even had them groomed through the financing and so on into the right agenda. Now, remember, Holdren co-wrote a book back with Paul Ehrlich, another messiah of this whole agenda, you know, sterilizing the public and so on, back in the 1970s, Ecoscience. And so here's Rockefeller's chosen pair, you see, his chosen people here. And the rest weren't going along with it at that time. Well, we know since then that they've got him in. He's got his way, as he always does get his money talks, doesn't it? And here's another article here that follows into this, now that, of course, they've got these messiahs in there. It says here, CNSNnews.com, Rockefeller refers to Obama, the science czar, as walking on water. So that's the title of it. It says Wednesday the 19th, 2009. In a recent congressional hearing, Senate Commerce Chairman John D. Rockefeller, the fourth Democrat against West Virginia, told John P. Holdren, President Barack Obama's science czar, that he sometimes refers to Holdren as walking on water. They love the little jokes, don't they? They love. You see, this guy is he's the new Jesus of global warming. That's what they all know, the in-house joke in the Senate and in the Congress. That's why he was put there. They're all put there for a reason at the right time, you see. Remember, Holdren literally said in that book that he co-wrote with Paul Ehrlich, they could sterilize the folk in, say, India and Africa, who are a bit ignorant, basically inferred, and they wouldn't know any better. It'd be harder to do it in the West. We'd have to find other ways, maybe putting something in their water, their food, etc., maybe even inoculations that would sterilize them. This is a guy who's now in charge of this science team advising Obama. So we know what's the writing's on the wall, isn't it? So he says he's walking on water. Holdren is the director of the White House Office of Science, Technology, Policy, and top advisor to the President of Climate Change Policy. Climate Change Policy. Amazing, eh? In writings published in past years, Holdren has advocated de-development of the United States, de-development, and redistribution of wealth both within and between nations. You see, that was a plank of the Communist Manifesto, if anyone's wondering what's going on. In a 1973 book, Holdren said, "The fetus, given the opportunity to develop properly before birth and given the essential early socializing experiences and sufficient nourishing food during the crucial early years after birth, will ultimately develop into a human being." They don't look at them as human beings, you see. At a July 30 hearing of the Senate Commerce Committee focusing on climate change, Senator Rockefeller complimented Holdren using terms that alluded to one of the miracles recounted in the Gospels. "The president, I think, has surrounded himself with some of the most brilliant choices." They're brilliant because Rockefeller chose them, you see, for Obama, said Rockefeller at the hearing. "Dr. Holdren, I don't want to embarrass you, but I sometimes refer to you as walking on water." Isn't that sweet? Isn't that sweet? So, I'll put these links up on my website at the end of the show, and you can read all the rest of these particular articles. I can't be bothered going into it, because the rest is just propaganda, as most of it always is, isn't it? It's propaganda for the cattle down below. And, you see, scam after scam happens. You remember, I've read the whole articles from a site before, where they tell you different quotes from the Holdrens and all the different characters and Greenpeace and so on, how they're trying to terrify the public with giving them scary scenarios, etc., to get them to accept the policies that they want to have us all live under, the new way of living. And this is from a website called What's Up With That. He really follows all this global warming scam and so on. Because ice cap ads, Greenpeace recants polar ice claim, but emotionalizing the crisis is okay. That's the title. And I'll be back with this topic after these messages.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Today's Flu Readiness Report is brought to you by Nutrients 21, makers of Ultra Immunity, the world's best natural immune supplement. Today, we will discuss the imminent vitamin shortages. Should the swine flu develop into the predicted fall-winter pandemic, you can expect vitamins to disappear overnight or become very, very expensive. Why? Because 80% of supplement raw material comes from China. There will be disruptions of trade and commerce. The ongoing dollar's collapse will accelerate on the world market, and a last-minute global rush to stock up on vitamins by the prudent will create a perfect shortage. Pandemic survival depends on being prepared. This flu readiness update has been brought to you by UltraImmunity.com. Ultra Immunity is a supplement you can safely use with mega dosing protocols. For full details on the survival supplement, visit UltraImmunity.com. UltraImmunity.com. That's UltraImmunity.com. Visit UltraImmunity.com today.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watts and we're cutting through the matrix. I sometimes let that guitar wail a bit because you get into that wailing mood once in a while when you see the nonsense that's going on. And you really wish that people would all wake up at once and be conscious, but that, of course that will never happen. But it's still a dream, isn't it? I have a dream. I have a dream. Very popular statement there. Anyway, getting back to this article by Anthony Watts, what's up with that? Ice Capades. Greenpeace recants poor ice claim, but emotionalizing the issue is okay. It says, well, it's that time of year again. Arctic ice begins to melt, as it does every year, and all sorts of crazy talk starts coming out, this time from Greenpeace. I'm encouraged, though, as they've come around to the idea that maybe they're doing more harm than good by overselling the alarmism. NSIDC has also taken a more moderate tone, announcing that there will likely not be no record low ice extent in 2009. This is a sharp contrast to last year's ridiculous press statement from NSIDC's Dr. Mark Serres about an ice-free North Pole. Now that Greenpeace has come clean on their statement, maybe Dr. Serres will finally admit his statement was a mistake. And he goes on to say, the outgoing leader of Greenpeace has admitted his organization's recent claim that the Arctic ice will disappear by 2030 was a mistake. Greenpeace made the claim in a July 15th press release entitled Urgent Action Needed as Arctic Ice Melts, which said there will be an ice-free Arctic by 2030 because of global warming. Under close questioning by BBC reporter Stephen Sacker on the Hard Talk program, Gerard Leopold, the retiring leader of Greenpeace, said the claim was wrong. I don't think it will be melting by 2030. That may have been a mistake, he said. Sacker said the claim was inaccurate on two fronts, pointing out that the Arctic ice is a mass of 1.6 million square kilometres with a thickness of 3 kilometres in the middle, and that it had survived much warmer periods in history than the present. The BBC reporter accused Leopold and Greenpeace of releasing misleading information and using exaggeration and alarmism. Leopold's admission that Greenpeace issued misleading information, so admitted it, see, is a major embarrassment to the organisation, which often has been accused of alarmism, but has always insisted that it applies full scientific rigour in its global warming pronouncements. Although he admitted Greenpeace had released inaccurate but alarming information, Leopold defended the organisation's practice of emotionalising issues. See, that's what I've told you before, emotive topic, they get into an emotional state, but they don't give you the facts or the truth. So they use the practice of emotionalising issues in order to bring the public around to its way of thinking. So there's your whole point there, it's propaganda. They're raising public consciousness by getting you around to what they want you to think about and believe. And once you believe what they want you to believe, then it's been successful. You see, that's what they mean by that. And it also says, and they want to alter public opinion. So use emotions to do all this stuff. That's why they always show you a polar bear swimming in the sea and getting onto an ice floe, but they don't tell you that the bears can actually swim hundreds of miles in that water. Leopold said later in the BBC interview that there is an urgent need for the suppression of economic growth in the United States. Now, doesn't that tie right in with what I just talked about there with Mr. Rockefeller's appointees there, John Holdren, who also wants to do the same thing in the United States? Suppression of economic growth. You're starting to get the picture how they all work together because they're all separate parts of the same darn thing. So it's to suppress economic growth in the United States and around the world too, this is to become the global plantation. He said annual growth rates of 3% to 8% cannot continue without serious consequences for the climate. Good Lord, you see. We will definitely have to move to a different concept of growth. The lifestyle of the rich in the world is not a sustainable model except for our bosses. I slipped that in. Leopold said, if you take the lifestyle it costs on the environment and you multiply it with billions of people and an increasing world population, you come up with numbers which are truly scary. And I really put a challenge out there for all these top people to be an example to us all and go forth and have it publicly shown on video, they can put up on Google, of them having vasectomies and being sterilized. And maybe euthanizing each other as excess population. That's what I want to see. And living in a third world type of scenario. Like forever. Voluntary. Or does it really mean that we're all supposed to come down to that, all be sterilized, live as a third world nation, or international nation, basically, in third world type scenarios, while the elite, the truly, the better types, like themselves, continue living very rich and high on the hog. But anyway, he says, watch the full BBC interview with Leopold here, and there's a link on the site. I'll put this again, this article up on my website. There's a link on the site, and it'll take you to the whole BBC interview for you to watch for yourself, to see how these elitist types, the ones who are better designed to survive in the world, well, we should all just sort of melt away. And that's what it is. These are eugenicists. These are Nazis. These are the Soviet elitists too that want to create the Soviet man. It's the same organization. Look at the Rockefellers. Look what they funded, the massive companies like IG Farben. The war machines for these organizations. They've never changed their tunes. Back with more after this break.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Newsflash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression.
Depression.
The world is on the brink of total meltdown. Unless you expect the government to bail you out, you must be able to grow your own healthy food. Newsflash. SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price.
Dramatically reduced.
So you and your family have a long-term food solution.
Solution.
The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you
right now.
Right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
Well, no, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix. We've all seen numerous articles on the pushing and promoting by politicians across Europe and America and Canada to do with the modified, the GM food, the crops especially. And the US is going ahead gung-ho with all of this, so is Canada. In fact, as they keep telling people, Canada was a guinea pig. We didn't know for 10 years that we were the guinea pigs to test this stuff out, because the government admitted after it was exposed from Britain that they made a secret deal with Monsanto and other companies to test this stuff out on the populations in Canada. But not before, mind you, not before that, I think it was Mr. Stewart at the time in politics, arranged for a central computer to be set up in Canada, in Ottawa, at the Parliament, where bureaucrats could get all the data of all Canadians across the country, all kinds of data, including doctor's visits and diagnosis and so on. Of course, we never told the public what to do with GM food. We didn't know anything about GM food at that time. But that was part of it. They keep track instantaneously now on the effects it has on people, but they don't tell the public. That's democracy in action. And if there's ever really been a time of fascism, we're living in it now. As I say, this new system is to be a communistic, collectivist system for the public, the masses, the great masses, and is to have a fascistic small elite over the top, the very rich men of the world. That's exactly what we have. That's how it's run. And this article here is from the Associated Press, August the 20th, 2009. It's also in KFSM News. It says, nearly 1,500 rice farmers are suing the German conglomerate Bayer Crop Science. Bayer, remember, is a Rothschild company. That's a real family name. And affiliated companies over a genetically engineered strain of rice. The lawsuit filed Tuesday in federal court in Little Rock, Arkansas, claims that farmers' crops were corrupted by the rice that was produced by Bayer. The U.S. Department of Agriculture announced in August 2006 that traces of an unapproved genetically engineered rice had been found in the U.S. supplies of long grain rice. The lawsuit said Bayer and Riceland Foods Incorporated confirmed the traces in early 2006, but didn't tell the farmers. But that's, again, the way it works in reality. It didn't tell the government either, or the public, until July or August. A dollar amount being sought in damages is not given in the complaints, and a spokesman for Bayer said he'd not seen the lawsuit and couldn't comment, of course. So, as I say, this has many different... there's a lot of these articles appearing, and I just read, too, that a lot of U.S. Shipments abroad have been stopped at other countries because... The grain that they were selling across to Europe or selling across Europe were stopped because they were containing GM traces and so on. And what this will do is cause major confusion and more hype in the media and politics, because the intent is to raise it to a crisis pitch so that we'll say, well, we just can't go on like this. It's impossible to keep the stuff out of the regular grains. And if we hold this lot back, well, people will starve. And let's pass laws so that they accept GM anyway. That's the way they're working it. That's the way they're working it. That's why you're having all of these articles out at the same time. And that they'll get their way. They always get their way at the top. As I say, they have no real opposition at the top at all on anything. You know, they really, really don't. This is nothing against this agenda. Especially when you have a well-trained, completely indoctrinated general public in every country in the world who believes nothing but what the television tells them. Exactly as Brzezinski said they would. It's happened. Unfortunately, it really has happened. And I've talked before about all the different paths. There's so many different areas of this New World Order. How, if you go into the communist writings, the early ones, and you go into the writings of the Scottish writer Freemasonry, Albert Pike, and remember, Pike's also authorized the World Revolutionary Party, which became the Communist Party through Mazzini, and the guy that took over eventually after the next one was, as we all know, it was Lenin. Pike also chartered other branches, but they're all revolutionary branches. And in fact, many of the older newspapers I have here, their own magazines here, the ones called The New Age, that was the title in the 40s and 50s of their major magazine, they admitted they were behind probably all revolutions across the world. And we think revolutions are just bloody things. Most revolutions are slow, incremental, Fabian style, and bloodless. It's all a way to change your entire culture and way of living, as, of course, is this global warming scam, too. That's all going to make us all live differently, eat differently, and allow governments to mandate everything from cradle to grave. There'll be no personal choices in this world that they're bringing up. But the family unit had to be destroyed. They all harped on about that, how they had to destroy the family unit. And Russell, Bertrand Russell, Lord Bertrand Russell, who was a multi-generational peer of the realm of Britain, a chinless wonder, Micrognathia is common with them, they have no chins, you know, with interbreeding. But he wrote so much for the big foundation boys to get their agenda through. And he talked about the need for the state, exactly as the Soviets thought about it initially. See, their idea was that the state would remove children at birth from their parents, and you'd never know where that child went, but the state would rear them collectively. and they would have a state indoctrination so that they could never pick up contaminated ideas from their families, and they'd never know who their families were. But then he found through experimental schooling, and he was given a royal charter to allow him to do things that everybody else would have been hung for in Britain at that time. And he had experimental schools, and he tried to encourage the children into pre-pubertal sex to see if he could, if they would stop bonding for longer periods of time with other people of the other sex. So that's where all that experimentation came from. It was mainly from the Bertrand Russell schools. The only country that put that into direct policy and tried it out was Israel. In the early days of the kibbutzes, they did take the children away. The children were raised communally together in a creche sort of idea. And that didn't work out for too long because the mothers wanted to raise the children themselves. There's a great book, it's called Children of the Dream, written by an Israeli at the time who was all for that whole idea. Because the group who moved in to create Israel and took over were mainly from Russia, and they were more communistic. That's why they left Russia. They said that Russia was not, Soviet Russia was not Marxist enough, hadn't gone the whole way. But Russell eventually said, due to his experiments in the schools, he found that if they can get the children as young as 2 for kindergarten, they could so indoctrinate them with scientific indoctrination that whatever their parents tried to teach them at home about morals, old-fashioned ideas, religion, and so on, would be null and void. It wouldn't take with the child. The teaching would override it. And therefore, he said, it's much better this way. It's more economical for the parents to be liable for the cost of raising the child than in the state. That would save the state the burden of it. And they could use their money for other great projects, etc. So it's fascinating to see all of this happening in our lifetime, the collectivistic idea, communitarianism being promoted by a president of the United States openly, calling it that too, and Al Gore going into schools and talking to 11 and 12-year-olds, saying, you know more than your parents. In other words, your parents are rather stupid, don't listen to them, et cetera, and many of these other characters doing the same kind of stuff. And I've mentioned before the link, we can actually see them doing it in a school. It's up on Google. So what chance do we have, really? What chance do we have today where they're going after homeschoolers? Hillary, remember now, Hillary a few years ago said the same thing. If she got in, her main target would be to end homeschooling. No exemptions. No exemptions at all. Just like they're taking away all exemptions right now for inoculations. Philosophical, religious, whatever, they're scrapping them. And people do nothing. Nothing. You know what you want to do? When you want to stop something, you do it before it's made law. You don't sit and wait and wait and wait till your back is against the wall. This article here is from the Telegraph, Thursday the 20th, 2009. And what's happening in the UK and New Zealand and all over the world is happening in the US and Canada at the same time as well. Because everything, you notice, is standardized. Same organizations, same social workers, same everything, blah, blah, blah. But we are a global society run by the United Nations. Says evil destruction of a happy family. A system involving social workers, police, and courts took a child away from loving parents for no apparent reason, writes Christopher Brooker. 2 weeks ago, I reported a shocking story, as this column has ever covered. It discovered how a loving family was torn apart when the parents were arrested by police on what turned out to be wholly spurious charges. So, in order that their 3 children could be taken into care by social workers. Now you have social workers and the police scheming to dream up spurious charges so that when the parents are arrested, they can whisk away the children into social care. It says, however, a new case has lately been surfacing, if anything, even more shocking. It involved the arrest of 2 parents and the abduction of their child by social workers in a story so bizarre that last week's Prime Minister's questions period in Parliament, Gordon Brown was asked about it by the family's Member of Parliament, Charles Henry, who's long been concerned with the case because the mother is a branch vice chairman in his local conservative association. The family's horrified GP doctor says that in 43 years of medical practice, he's never encountered a case of such appalling injustice. He said, I first planned to describe the case in April, but was preempted by the draconian reporting restrictions on family cases, which for reasons that will become tragically clear, have now been partly lifted. Began in 2007 when Mr. Smith, as I must call him, had a visit from the RSPCA over the dog breeding business he ran from the family home. He adopted tails of five newborn puppies, a procedure that had become illegal 2 days beforehand. Unaware of this, he promised in the future to obey the new law. 3 days later, however, at 9 o'clock in the morning, two RSPCA officials returned, accompanied in cars and riot vans by 18 policemen who had apparently been tipped off quite wrongly that Mr. Smith had guns in his house. Well, see, this is rigged up by the social workers, you see. Armed with pepper spray, they ransacked the house looking for the non-existent guns. The dogs released from their kennels also rampaged through the house. When Mr. Smith and his wife, who was 3 months pregnant, volubly protested at what was happening, they were forcibly arrested in front of their screaming five-year-old daughter, Jenny, and taken away. 2 hours later, with the house in a shambles, the dogs having strewn the rabbit entrails meant for their dinner across the floor, social workers arrived to remove the child crying. Held for hours in a police cell, Mrs. Smith had a miscarriage. When she was finally set free, she returned home that evening to find her daughter gone. It was the beginning of a barely comprehensible nightmare. Her husband was charged with various offences connected with the dogs, including the tail docking, but was eventually given a conditional discharge by a judge who accepted he was an animal lover, but not being cruel to his dogs. Far more serious, however, was that the social workers seemed determined to hang on to the child, now in foster care, on the sole grounds that they had found the house dirty and in a mess. You see, the animal entrails played a large part in their evidence, so they went in after a police raid and everything was all over the place. This was despite the testimony of a woman police constable who had visited the house a month earlier on a different matter and that she found it clean and tidy. 200 horrified local residents who knew the couple as doting parents of a happy, well-cared-for child were about to stage a protest demonstration when they were stopped by the police on the social worker's instructions that this might identify the child. Do you know the social worker agencies are services? All these characters start off as sort of the police are services. For more than 2 years, the couple had been fighting through 74 hearings in the courts to win their daughter back. From a mass of evidence, including psychiatric reports and tape recordings made at meetings with her parents, only allowed in the presence of social workers, it's clear she has been desperate to return home. The family believe that considerable pressure has been brought on the child to turn her against their parents. Well, that's what they always try and do. One particularly bizarre psychiatric report was compiled after only an hour-long interview with the little girl. When she said she'd once choked on a lollipop, this was interpreted as signifying that she could possibly have been forced to have oral sex with her father. Oh, you see, these psychiatrists are real sickos. I mean, they really are. They really are sickos. After the parents had been subjected to 4 different psychiatric investigations, which came up with mixed findings, they refused to submit to a 5th, and this apparently weighed heavily with the judge, who last December ordered that Jenny should be put out to adoption. In the appeal court 11 days later, Mr. Justice Bodie ruled that because the father had refused the 5th test, including that the parents put their own emotional well-being in front of their child, the adoption order must stand. When this judgment was reported, an independent social worker who had earlier been an expert witness in the case wrote to Mr. and Mrs. Smith to say he was horrified to learn that Jenny was not back in their care, having assumed that for over a year she must have been returned home. The equally qualified general practitioner said he'd never encountered such a case of appalling injustice. He wrote, "The destruction of this once happy family is, my opinion, evil." So shocked was a Member of Parliament, Mr. Henry, that last Wednesday took the highly unusual course of raising the case at Prime Minister's questions. Numerous others who know the family well have expressed similar dismay. One neighbour, himself a former social worker, whose own daughter often played with Jenny, said, "I worked with children and social workers for 25 years, in the services, and I've never seen anything like this before. It's disgusting." And you know something? I think it's time that the civilians got themselves into training. And I really mean this. and start finding, start off little commando outfits. You start raiding these people, these organizations, to get children in back and stuff like that, you see. Because it looks to me there's a real big agenda underway, and I don't have to guess at this. There is a massive agenda underway. And you see, all organizations end up wanting more and more and more power. If there's anything in history you learn, that's what you learn. And they will never stop, and they go into craziness eventually, and they still never stop until the people stop it. And it's time that all of these organizations were done away with, completely, utterly done away with. Because the premise is that they can't allow any child to be hurt. Well, I'll tell you something, you cannot put restrictive totalitarian laws across everyone and all of their children worldwide, because a few will definitely, and they definitely will be abused. That's not how law and justice works. You don't punish the lot for the sake of the few. That's collectivistic behavior. That's what they did in the Soviet Union, and I don't want that in this world. Back in a moment after these messages.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cardivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cardivite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cardivite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Restore the Republic, the social network for the modern revolutionary. Activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you?
Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at RepublicMagazine.com.
This is Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix, and we'll go to the callers now. There's Robbie from Missouri. Are you there, Robbie?
Yes, sir.
Yes, go ahead.
Alan, I'm calling to remind your listeners that next Wednesday is the Alan Watt International Economic Stimulus Day. That was established a couple nights ago, I believe.
That's right.
Joe mentioned, he said he'd I'm looking at 826. I don't know how he picked that, but that is, let's say, all listeners, a little something in August. That's a reminder. Mm-hmm. Now, I'd like to tell a little story.
Yep.
I don't remember how I found you on the internet, but I listened to you for quite some time and started downloading things. Mm-hmm. After so long a period of time, I realized that you can't really do the journey without the books.
Yep.
And the CDs. Now, I just got your miracle book, the last one that you wrote.
Yep.
You wrote me a little note in there, and Alan, that's the greatest. That is a good book.
Mm-hmm.
I like to listen and read at the same time. That's the way I'm built.
Yeah.
And it's sweet. The Sweet Liberty series, I think, is mandatory to serious listeners. I can say that when I first started listening to you, 99% of your site was free.
Yeah.
Now it's 99.999%.
Mm-hmm.
And people should get them books, and they should get them now while they're available. You were just saying we got to get moving.
We got to.
And I don't see, you know, maybe there's self-add-ups or something, but you need the books. There's some CDs. There's a reality check. And, you know, everybody knows what I mean.
Yep.
So next Wednesday is economic stimulus, and I say buy the books. And I've talked to you before. I've read them many times.
Yeah.
And when you said deprogramming, which is what you get,
mm-hmm.
I'm a programmer, and I said, well, this is reprogramming.
Mm-hmm.
And now I finally realize that you cannot reprogram us.
Yeah.
You can deprogram us.
That's right.
And I'm on a journey now. And every night when I listen to you now, sometimes it's repetitious, but it's like virus alerts.
That's right.
They code the writing, everything that you point out, it just seems, so I feel, you need the books, listeners, you need the books, get them while they're hot. You just said a few minutes earlier, time's a wasting.
Yeah, well, it truly is.
Time's a wasting.
Yep.
Thank you so much, Alan.
Thanks, Robbie.
Okay.
You take care.
Yes, sir.
And that's true enough. You don't believe how many tricks are played on the public. They don't know. They really don't know how psychology and science is played on them every single day, from every article they read to the pictures on the articles and so on. They don't think about things, but they're programmed through visual symbolism and all the rest of it. And if you understand that, it gives you a fighting chance. And it really does wake you up at a higher level. From Hamish, myself, in Ontario, Canada, it's good night. I mean, your God or your gods go with you.
With recent international